There's no better way to get tickets for live events than SeatGeek. Our listeners get $20 off your first purchase with the code BEERS at SeatGeek.com or on the SeatGeek app. That's promo code BEERS for $20 off your first SeatGeek order.
I think also it, leaving the door unlocked is part of the thrill. That's probably what happened.
You want to get caught?
You, it's, ooh, yeah, you
rusty.
Want it.
You're
want
a little kinky.
I've never had that happen to me.
Are you kinky?
All right, welcome back to the Friday Beers podcast. We are interviewing the Banksy. I like the way you said that, Max. The Banksy of internet gossip and celebrity gossip, Dumois, who's joining us remotely from a top secret location. Dumois, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, I'm in New York. You could say that. It's not that. I'm in New York. I do say that.
Do you have a lair in New York that you're coming to, or is it just a standard apartment?
What the fuck is a lair?
Like Dr. Like
if you don't know, you don't have one.
Yeah, it's like a hollowed out volcano or subterranean sort of hangout. No, it's just like a flex three bedroom or something.
No, I don't have a lair. I have an apartment very high up in my building.
So everyone trying to figure out who Dumois is, it's high up somewhere. It's a high up apartment. We're narrowing down clues. All right, I'll tee things up a bit, Dumois. We're really honored to be connected with you. But the reason that we are connected with you, the reason that we lured you into this interview is because we got Rusty. We got Rusty Featherstone. And we heard that of all celebrities that you have interest in, you are fascinated.
Mind-boggling to me.
You're fascinated by Rusty Featherstone. Can you talk about how you discovered and came to become a fan of Rusty Featherstone?
Yeah, and listen, I want to help propel Rusty into stardom as much
as I can. He likes the sound of that. He's nodding and smiling over here.
Frothing at the mouth for fame.
You know, and Rusty, I don't know if you're looking to get into acting, but I have a new show coming up on HBO.
I am interested.
Sign him up.
I could
we could write in a part.
I feel like I could flourish as an extra.
Would he play himself or would he play a celebrity or just a regular person?
I could pull off Chalamet.
he could totally play Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet is a huge draw. My followers.
Yeah, you could play Chalamet if he everything went wrong for him. Yeah, in 5 years.
Like,
what would happen? Like, where would Chalamet be?
He'd have to fuck up pretty hard to get here.
26 month bender later.
Yeah,
Chalamet. What actually drew you to Rusty at first?
All right, so I was in my bed, really depressed, very late at night, scrolling through TikTok, and I come across his account and I'm like, this is gonna lift me out of my depression watching this kid get completely hammered on a TikTok, and then I'm gonna seek comfort in knowing the next morning he probably is gonna feel like shit. Like, I have this weird thing with vicariously living through people's hangovers. Like, it gives me comfort knowing that people are violently hungover the next day if I'm not. And that it helped. I watched every single one of his videos and I fell into a very, very nice slumber that night.
You're helping people out,
putting
dude.
People to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's how 99% of people found me, is they were just in a dark place and the algorithm knew that. Cost of my Four Loko video.
The algorithm knows too much.
Yeah. I watched that Four Loko video that night probably 4 times in a row.
Dumois.
And it helped me with my anxiety. I'm not shitting you guys. It really helped me with my anxiety. Knowing that he was going through all the stages of getting hammered right in front of our eyes.
It's funny you say that, because my coping mechanism when I'm hungover is to watch true crime docs because I like to know that there are people in way more trouble than me just living with the regret of sending some brutal texts. It's like, no, this guy murdered his family. He's he's feeling way shittier than I am. It's a bit extreme, but
I like that.
It actually comforts me when I'm hungover.
No, it's the same thing. Like, we're on the same level right now with what my train of thought was. So yeah, great job, Rusty. Like, you are really out here helping people. And then I noticed, like, he had a lot of videos during quarantine, and then he kind of like went dark for a really long time. What were you doing during that time period?
The same thing. Just it wasn't not on camera. Yeah. And Dumois, I can tell you, after the Four Loko video, I don't know how dark of a place you were in when you found it, but I can guarantee you the 18 hours that followed the Four Loko video were some of the darkest. I woke up, the pledges in my fraternity had stacked every chair in my house on top of me, and I woke up from the Four Loko blackout and thought I was dead.
Oh my god.
So it ends on a high note.
Yeah, no, it was a bad day. It was a bad day.
You took one for the team.
Yeah, and you're actually, what you're doing, much to the chagrin of people who think that you're just sort of like a rabble rouser, get drunk high online, is you're actually providing therapy for people who really need it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the mission statement when I originally started Friday. Mental health.
So for our listeners, we have very different audiences, Dumois. Like, you are obviously massively prominent in sort of pop culture influencing. You are the top tier celebrity, I'll call it celebrity gossip curator. And your audience, would you say, is predominantly female audience?
Yes. It's like 80% female, 20% male.
We're the opposite of you. Friday Beers is 80% guys, 20% girls. And I think that just for the context of our listeners, like, knowing what your specialty will be very interesting. Can you describe, like, what is your mission statement and what you do and how you actually put out your content?
Oh my God. That's like a question. I was like not expecting such a deep question.
We asked the hard hitting questions on Friday Beers.
Seriously. Obviously, like I just said, 80% are females, but within that 80%, there are people that have a lot of interest, right? There are the people that are into the A-list celebrities. There are people that are into the more niche celebrities. There are the women that are into sports. Like, a lot of my followers ask for sports gossip. And there's people that are into theater. So I just try to hit everything just to make everyone happy. Like, I'm sure as you guys know, like, you cannot please everyone. Right. Like, it's virtually impossible. But I really try my hardest to just hit every, you know, topic or genre to sort of make a very well-rounded account of gossip.
And you're basically shedding like interesting facts on things that people who are really interested in. And one of the things that we noticed, there's great overlap between what our account of Friday Beers and yours, is that Dua Lipa, who is a big part of Friday Beer's story in the early days, follows you on Instagram. We're blocked by her on Instagram.
Yeah, can you explain that? Can you explain like what you actually did to her? Because
we didn't really do anything, and she does seem cool. I think Max can probably give the best backstory on the development of the Dua Lipa saga.
Yeah, basically, when we started Friday Beers, we started growing very quickly and we weren't following anyone. So we just kind of sat down and thought, like, you know, who should we follow and like, why should we follow them? So it was just me, Jack, and Sam, our two brothers. And we thought, all right, let's pick a celebrity crush that we can follow and like flirt with them online and create this storyline, get our followers to kind of have our back and try to win their heart. And we chose Dua Lipa because of the video of her doing that hip shake on stage.
Like a hip thrust. Like
it's become very
familiar.
Yeah.
And
she knows.
Yeah, we saw that and we were like, this is like the sexiest thing I've ever seen. We're picking Dua Lipa. And we started following her. About a month into that, like, we realized she had a boyfriend, this guy Anwar Hadid, which really grinded our gears. So we made a part of
one. He also is a despicable guy.
Yeah.
Well, for what he stands, I don't know him personally for what he stands for. He's just like a guy who's got like very affluent background, like really influential it's sisters.
Just kind of like a silver spoon.
Seems like
the anti-Friday.
He seems like the kind of guy who woke up on third base and thought he hit a triple.
Yeah.
Sports he analogy. Is the brother of Gigi and Bella.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Would, love them, by the way.
And, well, I'll keep going, but I would love to hear some stuff on Onward if you haven't. But yeah, we would start commenting on Dua Lipa's photos, and our comments were getting, you know, they would become the top comment because all of our followers would like them. And so she's, you know, started to take notice. And there was a photo she posted of her and Anwar, and we commented, "Who's the Make-A-Wish kid?" And then she blocked us immediately, and we haven't heard since. Although Anwar has DM'd us since.
What did he say?
I think he just sent, I can pull it up. But what's also a fun wrinkle to that story is we had created so much momentum around our pursuit of Dua Lipa, and I think we were introducing her to an entirely new audience. We had fraternities all across the country, like dudes, frat bros, playing her music.
That's how I found out about her.
Yeah.
Through you guys. And she's like one of my favorite artists.
And so like 2 weeks before she blocked us, her digital team reached out to us and they were like, you guys should do a collab with Dua. It would be great. They're pitching us ideas. And we thought, you know, this is awesome. Yeah, we should definitely do it. And 2 weeks later, blocked. And we were like, oh, we just blew a huge fucking opportunity.
So what do you think, what happened in those 2 weeks? Did someone say something to offend her? Like, did it all go wrong?
It went wrong when we called Anwar Hadid a Make-A-Wish kid in a comment on one of her posts.
Okay.
That was,
if I could trace it to one thing, it would probably be that. That was the offending gesture.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're broken up. Now they're broken up.
The door's back open.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
do you think you could tell her to unblock us?
Yeah. If you want to publicly apologize to her right now, I will put it on my Insta stories.
Yes. Dua, if you're listening, I could not be more apologetic. I am deeply, deeply sorry for offending you and Anwar. It was a moment of immaturity and pettiness. I've grown since then. I've been doubling up on therapy, and I'm learning a lot about myself and how to treat others. And that, you know, it was out of line, and I wish I could go back and undo it, but I hope you take this, you know, this is a really genuine apology.
So that was beautiful. It was probably a little long though.
Oh, that was so nice.
I'm gonna write about it.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that works.
No, I think that was.
No, I didn't mean.
No,
it.
That was really nice. That was really nice. I'm gonna see if I can get the word out. And Dua, please unblock Friday Beers. Did they unblock? She blocked Friday Beers, right? Yeah. Not your personal account.
And also, we're just huge fans. Future Nostalgia is a fucking banger. Like that album doesn't miss.
Got a lot of people through COVID.
Can we also applaud? I just learned this. Apparently, she was like kind of getting some shit for her dancing at first, and apparently just like grinded, and now she's like this amazing performer, like stage
super presence. Talented. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have the Anwar. I have the Anwar Hadid DM thread here. So he DM'd us a heart emoji, just a heart emoji, and I said, "You and DJ Press Play should get in the studio together." DJ Press Play is an artist that we work with. He said, "No fucking chance, but I love your Instagram." Then I said, appreciate that. How is Dua, by the way? Can you ask if she'll unblock us? That was the extent.
I mean, at least he's honest. Well, yeah, I don't have anything on him lately because he's like such an LA kid and like a Soho kid, like, or he just hangs out like on the street with like his skater friends or, you know, his hipster friends that I don't really get much on him. So
I feel like he wants to be someone who he's trying to like find adversity in his life. He's, you know, he wants to be a guy who
he's cosplaying.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
listen, don't dig your hole any deeper. You right. just I think let's just let's take it. Apology. Yeah. So just like let's.
He's giving us an out. Let's take it from here. Dumois, talk about. You say you're not getting a lot on Anwar. Who's coming across your desk the most? You'd say. Give us some hot names in the gossip world. Well, a lot of people are the most chatter is about.
Well, I just got a blind that you guys might be interested in.
Please,
which
please.
I could read.
Yes, we love one.
Okay, I'll read it to you. I just posted it today.
Okay.
It says, top NFL exec was in my city this past week for a meeting about building a new stadium. Went for dinner at a well-known local hotspot. Long story short, one of the servers walked in on him in the bathroom getting some good service. He's married with two kids.
Wow. Oh my God. I hope it's Roger Goodell. Down with Goodell.
Wait, Goodell has two. Goodell's my second uncle, and he has two, and, he,
shit,
and he has two daughters.
What do you mean you're
so his brother is married to my mom's cousin.
His second uncle. I've never heard that term. Brothers.
I hadn't either until I. He's the only notable. He's that's. I kind of invented.
That's
that,
so pretty insane.
But he has two daughters.
I mean, he is the top NFL exec.
So you just call him up. The way yo, that, second
yo,
uncle.
Yo, yo, Rod.
Yeah, can you, Rusty? Can you confirm? Like, maybe you could confirm this for us.
I, my only interaction with him ever was when the Deflategate thing happened. We all went to his house in Prout's Neck, Maine, and I saw the most athletic thing ever. A kid unscrewed the stop sign from the pole and frisbeed it through his window. And ever Wait. Since then, ever if you drive by his house, the gate is now like 100 yards away. You like,
oh, a kid to fuck with
yeah,
Goodell?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That is incredibly athletic. Yeah. He frisbeed as his top side.
It was from like 5 feet away, but it was.
Yell, go Pats as he did it.
Goodell's not done himself many favors as far as winning, public
favor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty wild, though, that you get a tip like that, Dumois. So, what's process like? You get something like that, and are you sharing with us? Are there like follow ups involved? Or you say something to someone who sent that into you? What are the steps between you reading something like that and then you just like tossing it up?
Okay, so I posted it in a segment called You've Got Fucking Mail, where I just literally like haphazardly open all the emails in my inbox and post the ones that I think are going to be the most interesting. So for that segment, I have a disclaimer that there's no way really for me to verify any of this information because a lot of people use pseudonyms and they use fake email addresses. Right. So for that one, their email address was like commish@nfl.com. So obviously that's fake. So I can't email them and be like, hey,
so he's talking about, yeah, he's talking so about they, Goodell. Yeah. It's not a top exec. It's the top exec.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, so somebody responded to the post and said, this definitely feels like Dallas, especially Nick and Sam's. And blowies in the Nick and Sam bathroom isn't uncommon. I've definitely walked in on one before. So I guess at this restaurant in Dallas called Nick and Sam's, like people get beiges in the bathroom. I have no fucking idea.
Well, Nick and Sam are doing it right. So they're just, I'm very curious about how you, they're just in the bath, not even in a stall, they're just in the middle of the bathroom getting blown.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a single bathroom.
It's like it's that scene in This Is the End where Michael Cera is like drinking the Capri Sun. Yeah. And, like two girls are topping him off.
I bet Jerry Jones is familiar with
it. I think also leaving the door unlocked is part of the thrill. That's probably what happened.
You want to get caught?
You're a little kinky.
I've never had that happen to me.
Are you kinky?
I have like very very like mundane kinks.
On my podcast, I also have a podcast.
Oh yeah.
Every week I talked about Jay Cutler, who was just
I listened
caught...
to that story. Yep.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Similar so sex Cutler, in the bathroom situation, right?
Yeah, another fucking bathroom situation. What's up?
Or what happened?
Jay Keller was athletes. The one blowing the NFL.
No, Dumois, give a backstory of the.
All right, so this is what it says. This is what the person says. Jay Cutler was just caught having an affair that has gone on for years with the neighbor's wife. They were all on vacation together, and he followed her into the bathroom, and they had sex. They got caught, and the husband scrolled through her phone and realized it has been happening for a long time. And the friend is Justin Timberlake's best friend.
Small world.
Damn.
What, you're related? You're fucking related to these people too, Rusty?
Yeah,
is that
Rusty's
what you're
freaking cousin.
No, yeah.
Justin Timberlake's his producer.
Third uncle.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's dog's brother is my third cousin.
I recently got cucked as well, so ooh. I can empathize with Justin Timberlake's friend. Yeah.
Got cuckolded?
Yeah, I received a DM from a guy who had been simultaneously dating a girl that I thought I was dating. So it was
he didn't know.
But wait, that's not cuckolded. Cuckolded is when you're in a room and like you're watching your significant other have sex with somebody.
Are you sure?
Else, I thought.
That's the definition, but we toss around cuck.
Okay, then what am I?
Cuckolded has been, I think, widely multiple.
You got like cock blocked.
I think you're just a good guy.
I think you're
that's
just misled.
You
yeah. misled.
You're misled. I was recently misled. I empathize with the anxiety levels that you had in the beginning, Dumois, and especially you're running like the account. We were anonymous behind our account Friday Beers for a long time. And frankly, like I'm not sure whether I liked it better then or now. We were sort of getting told like all the time to start this, like you needed to like step out from behind it and do things like host this podcast and do things like be more forward facing. But it's a hard thing to practice and do if you like never really sought it out to begin with. And I personally feel like that. Like I don't think I'm naturally really cut out to be someone who like wants to be public facing all the time. And I'm sort of doing it on the advice and belief that like you should if you're running part of a media company.
It's very unnatural for us.
Yeah. I feel strange about it, honestly.
Same. Yeah. No, same, which is why I'm like totally fine with like not showing, you know, not revealing my identity. But wait, I'm curious, like what were the advantages that they said for that? Like, because no one's advised me of that. Actually, like people tell me to stay anonymous.
Yeah, I think what you do is fundamentally different than what we do too, because like the whole nature of like you know, in your position you're divulging like celebrity secrets and there's like a big allure to like who's behind it, all that, because it's like a, you know, gossip is inherently like that in nature,
and you may become a target for people.
You could be targeted. For us it was just like people thought that we're like a relatable, you know, good time humor brand. The thought is like, oh, people want to be able to like know the guys who like make the jokes and probably like they're guys they want to hang out with. And I think also people wanted us to do more things that could be like extensions of the Instagram
live account. Events.
Yeah. Like, and, events and podcasts and video content and things.
And also, yeah, having it not be, having the account and the brand not be so robotic and just, like, you know, having a personality would make it easier for us to work with partners and, you know, instead of just, oh yeah, we're gonna host an event with like this meme account. It's like, oh no, it's the Barrett Brothers, and like they can know us and trust us a bit more.
That was the thinking. I'm not even sure it's like totally correct. And like,
should we go back in our holes?
I don't know.
I will tell you there. When we were on tour, Liam and I would just tell everyone that we started Friday Beers, and there are some serious benefits when they think that you do it. So.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, that's why we were working with you guys, is like you guys are talent, and you belong in front of cameras, or and people kind of want to be associated with that. We didn't start it as people who wanted to be talent. Like Dumois, I don't think you like have any aspirations to be talent. It actually makes me it makes me empathize with celebrities who like they, you got to be cut differently to deal with that. And, you know, not all people are.
I agree. And I'm not cut to deal with it. Like, I'd rather be behind the scenes just, like, building a brand than be front-facing, you know, like a show pony or whatever,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. I'm sure like you've seen firsthand like the psychological impact of fame and what happens to these celebrities and just how that can like affect your life in ways that no one really asked for. And it probably scares you even more. Like, why would I want this? Like, why do I want this attention?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like the internet's really vicious and I already have to deal with the aspect of the fans who don't want to hear the things I'm posting about or people that are upset with something I'm posting about or people that are happy with something I'm posting about. Like I already have to deal with so many emotions just based on my content that I can't add the layer of dealing with criticism or even compliments like about myself personally. It's just a distraction that I needed to remove from the equation if I really wanted to make this successful because I know myself.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And I'm just going to stick to that formula.
Yeah, it's good on you for being so like certain of what you want out of this and like knowing yourself. Rusty, you're going to go through this like probably you already are going through it. Like as you become more like a public figure and gain more celebrity, get in Dumois' show, she makes you famous.
When Rusty goes, when we were on tour on college campuses, Rusty was Leo. It was like
I believe it. I fucking believe it.
We would walk into a bar and every dude there was trying to get a photo or have a beer with Rusty Ranks. And I was like, excuse me, I started the account. Can I get I'm kidding. But yeah, now Rusty's star power, especially on college campuses.
It's only in like very hyper specific.
It's a real thing. Though. It's a real thing.
Like what part of the country haven't you reached yet?
Well, no, so it's like pockets within, so it's like bars.
Right, right.
College campuses.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No.
Like, obviously different... Obviously, like, the college-age kids probably gravitate more towards...
Yeah. I have content. A weird... If you look at, like, if we're talking geographically, I have a weird pocket of Australians who
nice.
Love to... No. You just hear me out. They love to comment that I'm a lightweight and that Americans... don't know how to drink, but it's like in an endearing way. Like they follow and like they're good sports about it, but they love to call me out in the land down under. They say that like I'm a huge pussy.
It's funny because Friday Beers also has a weird pocket of followers in Australia.
I think anything that has to do with drinking is
so do
a
I.
Pocket of followers.
I have a pocket of followers in Australia.
It's just a little pocket down there. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of followers.
The Golden Coast.
Yeah.
They're usually like my nicest followers, the Australians. They're so nice.
My nicest are the Canadians because they'll call you a lightweight, but they also like appreciate.
Don't apologize.
Yeah, they're like sorry.
I mean, you told me a couple of times, Rusty, like you want to get verified, you want to keep getting more famous. Is that something?
I'm frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, you're certain. So you really want to be a famous person.
I just have people will be like, they'll be like, I don't think that you would enjoy it. And I have a hard time wrapping my head around that it would not be sick to just like if I woke up tomorrow and was super famous, I would walk down Abbot Kinney 500,000 times and just dap up everyone.
You like being recognized and you like being friendly, taking pictures of folks.
Yeah, I like the attention on me.
Until you get a rumor out there. Have you seen...
I would kill to have a rumor that if I was... I would kill to hook up with enough hot girls that people are calling me bi. If people call me bi, that's a win in my book.
Rusty's...
We could totally start a rumor. Very easily.
Start it up.
Very
you're talking to the right person.
Find me. If we can find... He's got to be hot now. We got to like... They'd be like...
Chalamet?
If you can start a rumor that I'm hooking up with Chalamet, that would change my life. Forever. I'd get so many girls.
I don't think you'd want that though. Yeah,
I would kill for that.
You need to pick somebody else.
We'd have a bunch of
Robert Pattinson.
Can you make a suggestion, Dumois?
Yeah,
I think Pattinson's a great suggestion. Yeah. Although his fans are pretty rabid too. But like, you have to pick someone that's like. Let me think.
She's thinking of the nicest way to say in your league.
We're gonna have like 30 charmies outside our office.
Yeah, you don't want any. No, you. Yeah, I'm not going to bring any attention to the fact that we're talking about Timothée Chalamet because I'm telling you guys, you don't want this wrath. I've been dealing with it all fucking day. And
oh, God.
We're sorry. preemptively apologize.
We like Timothy.
You're a huge Shalom, I guess.
Yeah. You're like, we like Timothy. You're like trying to backtrack.
Timothy.
No, we do.
I think we also need to add an apostrophe. Like Rusty needs to be a double E with an apostrophe.
With an accent.
Yeah.
That's so smart. Class it up. Yeah. Wait, so who's like your celebrity crush, Rusty? Like girl, not guy.
So there's this girl who's like a micro celebrity. Her name's Kate. I think it's Petarvin or something.
Is this just what girl you found in your Discover?
No, yeah, I follow her on TikTok. But I've been recently DMing this girl has like 40,000 followers on TikTok, and she's British and she
Kate Petarvin?
No, not this girl. She doesn't follow me back, so I can't DM her. But probably that girl.
Big celebrity crush.
Big celebrity.
Like, who would you want to be? It's like, Rusty and Blank were
spotted.
Spotted getting
that,
coffee.
Like, classic. Like I have my hood up, but, like, I clearly want them. Yeah, I think Sarah Cameron would be cool.
Outer Banks?
The Outer Banks. Girl.
That's the character's name, right?
Yeah, I don't know what her name is.
Wait, is that her name? Madeline Klein?
Madeline Klein. I think that would be cool. Wait. If I had more time, I could come up with a better one. But
Dumois.
No, that's a perfect one.
Yeah.
Solid. Can you make someone
Madeline
happen?
Madeline Klein. Wait, I think she follows me.
Yeah, we should get on that, Dumois. That'd be awesome.
Wait, can we talk about like your Friday beers house that Rusty and all the guys live in? Like, do you guys party every night?
I'll set up the context. Yeah. Rusty. So Rusty's with us this summer. We hired a handful of other really funny TikTok and Instagram comedians, and we put them in a house in Venice, which is now basically our hype house for sketch comedians. So these dudes live together, they make sketches every day, and inevitably end up drinking beers and partying together.
Yeah,
and we had a party last weekend. It was fun.
Yeah, they threw a surprise party for my birthday, and I watched the footage back. Liam showed me. I was like, we were leaving a bar review. We started like reviewing bars. And so I'm like hammered, like my hat is sideways, and I like come up the stairs and I'm walking up and there's like streamers on the stairs, and I'm looking at Max and I was like, these weren't here like yesterday. And he's like, no, dude, those have been here since yeah, we got here.
They've been here for 2 years.
We walked back and we had a blast there, cleaned it all up.
We surprised Rusty with this, you know, everyone's there and surprise, and it's... part of Rusty's charm is like he has very narrow emotional bandwidth, never too high, too low. So he was just like, oh, thanks, guys. Like, I was like, dude, if someone organized this for me, I would be like weeping. I'd be like, you guys, like, thank you so much. Rusty was like, yeah, that's sick. All right, like, where's the beer?
My mom described me as even keel.
Yeah.
I kind of don't dip. I'll dip pretty low, but I don't get... Like I'll be super fired up on something, but like my face doesn't show it.
And Steady
so,
Eddie.
Yeah. So like Christmas mornings are always super awkward because I'll get like the best present ever, but then like it looks like I'm like very ungrateful because like but like on the inside I'm like so stoked about it.
Yeah, that's all right. You'll get there.
Wait. So you guys are reviewing bars. Can you give? Because I have people ask me literally every day in New York and LA for suggestions. So you're in LA. Can you like list some good bars that my followers?
We've only been to two.
We've only been to two. Oh. But Jack and I recently went to Hinano in Venice, California.
Yes.
It's a must try. If you're in the LA area.
Suggestion.
Great vibes. We talked about it earlier on the podcast, but basically it's a Boston crowd, Boston setting, but it's tropical vibes
on the beach
in there. Yeah. So it's like you brought the cask and flagon to the beach.
Super divey, Dumois.
Very divey.
Divey authentic bar.
That's okay. The divier the better.
Did you know your butt has a favorite app? That's right. SeatGeek. It finds the best places for your butt to sit at live events. No question about it. SeatGeek, out of all the apps out there, finds you the best value. It rates every ticket from 0 to 10, so you know if you're getting a good deal or if you just shouldn't buy that. Green means good. You should pull trig. Get yourself some green guys. red means bad. You're going to pay a lot. Won't be the best experience. I know this. I told it before. I used it at the NBA playoffs for Suns Mavs. Got me some green guys. Everybody was really pumped about it. We got the Mets coming to town to play the Dodgers pretty soon in LA. Hate the Mets, but love going to Dodger Stadium. I'm going to scoop some green guys for that one, too. You can get $20 off your first purchase with promo code BEERS at SeatGeek.com or on the SeatGeek app. That's promo code BEERS for $20 off your first SeatGeek order. SeatGeek, get your seat in a seat. Download the app today.
Okay, so what was the other one? So you've done two so far, but you're going to do more. Where do we see these reviews?
Where can you see these reviews? They're going to go on, we just had a meeting about this, and I should know where these are going to go.
The reviews, their bar reviews are going to go on your Instagram page.
Yeah, you can find them on my, oh, also, yeah, so the Instagram page and then YouTube Shorts.
And YouTube Shorts, yeah.
Are you going to finally link your YouTube to your Instagram page?
I still have not gotten in touch with the lovely people at Instagram, and they have not solved my bio issue.
We could solve it.
We'll figure it out.
We have the technology here to figure it out. There will be a lot more Rusty content besides beer reviews, right? The TikTok page will be exclusively beer reviews.
Beer reviews, bar reviews, drunk movie reviews.
And flight simulator.
And the drunk flight simulator. I just got my hands on a flight simulator. Dumois, I highly recommend you buy one. They're unreal.
Wait, and was that the thing that you like put over your eyes and like you pretend like... I don't even know what that is.
I don't go into the metaverse to do it. I do it just on the TV. But yeah, we'll be live streaming that. So look out for that. I think we're going to go to Kansas City.
Yeah, it's like a
pretty mundane
four and a half hour flight with Rusty to Kansas City on a TV. That's sort of how we draw it up.
And then what are the movie reviews? Like you're going to watch new movies?
So I'm going to... The gist of it is very similar to the beer reviews. So it's... I get drunk and I watch a movie and then I give it a score. This is a bold move, but I think I'm going to start out with 17 again. Efron is great in that. I think it'd be really good.
That's what you're starting out with, 17 again?
Or maybe the animated Tarzan. Just two opposite sides.
I like 17 again.
17 again.
Great flick.
Yeah, 17 again.
Matthew Perry.
Do you have any suggestions, Dumois?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies is Good Boys.
Great movie.
I've never seen it. I've seen Goodfellas, and that's one of my favorite
Good
movies.
Good Boys is basically super bad, but it takes place in like seventh grade.
Middle school.
Yeah, that's electric. That's so good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, you'll love it, Rusty. It's so good. That's my Jurassic World. I'm also like a huge Jurassic World.
Kind of out on dinosaurs.
With Chris Pratt?
Yeah, they just dropped this bomb on us that T-Rexes like now supposedly like, because their stubby arms never made sense. Did you see this? They're now saying that the bones are more of that of like feather. Like they could have flown. So like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I'm kind of out on dinosaurs right now.
That would make me more in if they have flying.
No, but I'm out on like, on paleontology because they're like all the... They're all like saying that
it sounds...
You're out on the science.
Yeah, I'm out on the process in which they just...
They sound more like chickens. Like
it's literally the exact bone structure of chicken wings. And they were like, how much scarier is it that massive thing is just like now coming at you?
But chickens can't fly.
Yeah, but it could flutter over to you. Like you're 60 yards away and it like chickens can hop the fence every once in a while. Like that's way scarier than it like running after you.
I dig it.
Can we drop that as a Dumois as like a little gossip piece? Rusty out on paleontology. Rusty Feddersen said to be seriously doubting.
I mean, I'm still trying to process what the fuck you just said. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Wait, is Rusty getting his own podcast or is he just going to be like drop in with you guys?
He's a permanent host on the Friday Beers podcast.
Permanent for the summer.
Yeah. And then when he goes back to school, we're trying to ideate on what his own show is. Yeah. So Dumois, if you have any ideas,
Dumois, we could do a drunk gossip podcast.
Oh,
I love that. I'm drinking right now. Like I was like pumped up to drink. I don't drink that much. I usually just smoke weed because I can't like be hungover the next day.
What are you sipping on?
Well, I'm sipping on Bud Light Seltzer. Nice. Which, yeah, I'm like pretty stoked. I'm like working with them this summer. So for the first time ever. So I'm like super excited. We have a lot of like really fun things planned. Maybe one of the things could be Rusty coming on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
That's
easy.
Drunk gossip with Rusty. Have you done a beer or a Rusty Ranks with Bud Light Seltzer?
I can't imagine I haven't, but I can't.
I'm curious, do you remember like the score you gave it?
Most of the seltzers lie in the upper sixes, lower sevens. I think I gave Bud Light Bud Light might have even cracked 8. I really enjoyed Bud Light seltzer.
It's really good. I'm drinking mango right now.
Mango.
And I had a black cherry.
The tropical pack. The tie-dye one. Have you seen this, Tumwa?
Yes.
Unreal. You got to check it
out. You're just like, you're on vacation, just traveling the globe.
I don't think anything's different about them, but the packaging is tie-dye, so it just immediately vibes are through the roof.
I feel like sometimes, can I just give you, I'm sure you've heard this, like your ranking is a little all over the map. Like I get very confused, like of what's actually good.
Yeah. So there's the best part about it is there's no rhyme or reason. It's completely dependent on how I'm feeling in the moment. Like the highest ranked beer on my page is Coors Banquet. And it's like, I've never bought Coors Banquet since then. It was just like, I had a great day. Okay. I had one today. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had one since. They're like, dude, you literally drank one 15 minutes ago. I just had a great day when I was reviewing it. I think the correct answer is like Michelob Ultra is my favorite so far.
Yeah,
but no, the ranking there's no rhyme or reason. It's completely dependent on like what's happening around me.
Okay. That's good to know because I think I like literally had to go back. I mean, this is how into your TikTok I got at these dark hours of the night. Like I had to go back and compare your scoring because I was so confused. Like
what was like the biggest discrepancy you found? Was there one that like stuck out to you?
Oh man.
I'm really putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot. I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head because a lot of the ones that you've tried, I haven't tried, you know, so yeah. I have no baseline, which is why I rely on you to like tell me what's good, which is why I was like, I don't know what to drink. Like it's so crazy. Like I don't know what to think. Like I got like a little, like I was watching the reviews too much. It got a little bit too much. So I haven't.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think the only concrete, piece of information that Rusty's reviews, can provide that do not drink 12 Four Locos. Yeah.
That was the best part about them. They didn't even get a score.
Yeah.
It was just a warning at the end. It was like, I'm not even gonna tell you what it was like because I don't want you.
Just don't do it.
No, you gave it. You were like, don't ever do this. This is terrible. Like I appreciated like how earnest you are like to the camera. You were like, this is and you were in a dark room too. It got like you were in like a dark room, dark place. It was great. It was great TV.
Good vibes.
Great TV.
Yeah. Good vibes.
It was horrible vibes for the end. There was if my buddy was sending me like Snapchat memories from that day, and it's such a bell curve. It's like great vibes at 8, and then like just got banned from the racket club. Go down. Yeah. Like got like
it's like the
almost drowned.
It's the trajectory of like Firefest.
Almost drowned.
Yeah. The Firefest.
Wait. Can I ask you like. In the beginning, when you started your TikTok, you were like a lot of your videos were just like shotgunning. You just like shotgunning beers or what have you. I felt like it was like a lot of contention between like why you were doing it for the audience. Like were people giving you shit about the way you shotgun or something?
There was this kid, JK Brown, 14. I'm being dead. You can look it up. That's the exact. This kid, I had like 1,000 followers, and this kid, I made my first video that got like 10,000 views or something. It was my mom went to the hair salon, and I was trying to figure out how many beers I could shotgun before she gets back. And I got to 8, and she comes back and she had no idea what she was talking about. She's like, "I'm home," and he made it to 8, like had no idea what she was talking about. And this kid commented and was like, "You couldn't do 9 White Claws." And so my page for like a couple of weeks was just like proving kids wrong. Like they'd be like, "You can't shotgun 9 Four Locos." And I was like, or 9 White Claws. And you're like, "Ah, okay." And like do it. And then like I showed kids how to like rip the top off a beer with your. It was like a weird stage in my social media career.
But important stage.
Yeah, it was
crucial.
Yeah,
I noticed it too. You seemed like a little bit angry, and then like it sort of mellowed out like slowly, and then you went into like your format of what you do now. It's just like sitting and reviewing the beers, but. I like to see the progression of like how it went. It's interesting.
I was throwing stuff at the wall and just seeing what's
the evolution of an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. The internet's a weird place, but like that lives there now, and you can like watch me like slowly figure out.
I mean, dude, Kanye West was just making beats and now he's designing clothes and
pretty comparable situations.
You were the Kanye West of beer drinking.
We need to make a genius documentary.
So I have to, like, what's your goal, Rusty? Like, what's your, like, goal? Like, to have your own beer? Like, what? Because, like, you're peaking right now. Like, I feel like this is, like, you're on.
That's whoa, tough. Coming from peak. The celeb king. You've seen this happen. You've seen come-ups. And for you to say, I hope this isn't the peak. I think I'm stoked.
I mean, you're on the way. Like, you're on, like, you're up the mountain. You're going up the mountain. And you're so young, and you're still in school. So, like, what's the goal? Like, what's your goal?
I think my favorite is, like, if you want to make God laugh, like, tell him you have a plan. I think, like, wow. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, Jesus, Rusty.
Like, I want to, well, like, I just think, like.
No,
like,
that's a crazy deep quote from you that.
I'm excited to, like, start working out here. We've got some stuff in the works, but yeah, I think like,
you don't think too far ahead.
No, I'm pretty day to day.
That's
like,
good.
Like the guy that kind of like keeps me between the rails here at Friday Beers was talking about like Wednesday, like next Wednesday. And I was like, that's like 2 years.
You're like, dude, I got a flight to Kansas City that I got to worry about. I got 80 passengers on this flight simulator, but yeah,
I could see you like hosting. Like being a host.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, let's hear. What do you think? Where should I go?
I know. I'm totally trying to like be your manager once again. Like, I don't know. I could see you definitely having your own podcast for sure. Definitely continuing the ranking things. Like, that's your strength. Like, your strength is in the ranking. Like, we want to hear what you think of things. Like, that's the world deserves to hear it.
I want to get to a place where like I'm not. Getting fucked up every day. We just got to figure out. I think I can do that for a couple more years, and then we got to pivot.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Well. Like, I have kids coming home from kindergarten. They're like, where's dad? They're like, hey, he's doing another Four Loko review.
Dad's ranking again.
It's something. You got to keep an eye on it. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this for too long.
You're doing it the
I'm
right
so
way.
Happy to hear that you're keeping an eye on it. That's
I think it's it gets that misconstrued just, that like we're that it's like pretty reckless. Like we do it the right way.
Your drinking habits are no different than anyone else your age.
Just a camera.
And to be to be honest, no different than I'm 30.
Yeah.
Not much different than mine.
That was the
and especially in my early mid late 20s, like it's just, it's just how we live life, baby.
We were sitting there. So the Dumois, the way that the Rusty thing came about was it was like a pledge task over the summer. I had to get, I think it was 25,000 followers on TikTok, right? And we were sitting there coming up with ideas. And like everyone's like blitzed. Like we're like 9 years in. We're like, what if we just filmed this? And that's how it came.
Simplest so like, ideas are the ones that work.
Yeah. Shout out Sketchy Phil.
So your fraternity challenged all the pledges to get 25,000.
No. We all had individual like summer tasks. So like I think one kid had like a 10,000 piece puzzle or something that he like, had to do like the whole summer. And mine was to get TikTok.
Now he's a famous puzzle maker. Puzzle on TikTok.
And that kid was Timothy.
These are the lamest fraternity challenges like I've ever heard in my life. Like do a puzzle and like get followers on social media. I thought
it was just a little summer. Oh no, there was. Some harrowing experiences that I don't want to share, but the summer project was more, I think this kid had a feeling that I could do it and he was just trying to push me.
That's so nice. That's so nice. Is he one of the kids in your videos sometimes, one of your friends?
No, he's actually like way older. Like I think he sent me a DM one time, like when it was clear that I was like working for Friday Bears and was jokingly like,
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's, I love that. Yeah. Wait, your friend that's in your video sometimes is really funny. The one that's like kind of chubby, not to be mean, but I don't know how else to describe him.
Minute Maid.
Oh, yeah. Minute Maid's
Minute
great.
Maid is a legend.
Awesome. Incredible.
Yeah. Is he so like jelly that you're out here doing this? He's like a good sidekick for you.
No, he's doing it. He's doing it big. Actually, I think he's doing a Maymaster. So he's actually not doing it big at all. He's eating like cafeteria food right now. But no, he dropped like a bunch of LBs. So shout out Minute Maid. He's a good kid. He's actually my little brother in the fraternity. One of them.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to describe him like that. I just didn't.
No, that's the correct way to it's kind of his defining feature.
He's got great red hair.
So
great head of hair.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Are you single right now?
Yeah. Yep.
So if my followers who live in LA, because I have so many followers that live in LA, wanted to run into you, where would they find you besides your house, which I wouldn't recommend giving the address?
I would say, I don't even know.
You don't know.
I don't have my bearings yet. Maybe the
Dumois,
beach.
I can tell you. So the Friday Beers office is in Venice. Jack, are you okay with me kind of describing our location? Yeah. Our office is on Abbot Kinney, which is, it's a really, famous, but like fun road in Venice with some bars and a lot of nice restaurants. And we typically, Rusty and I and everyone else, we go to a couple spots on Abbot Kinney, Rooster Fish, The Brig, Hanano's, but Venice bars, if you want to get, if you want to have a beer with Rusty, go to bars in Venice.
Yeah.
Well, I think the key place is everyone is like in our office or friends like with people in our office, go to this place, Winston House, almost every weekend in Venice. Yeah. It's on Windward Circle. I don't think I've ever heard of a weekend where somebody didn't go to this place, Winston House.
Yeah, Winston House is kind of like the default where everyone ends up.
And Rusty was there on his birthday.
I don't recall.
Waterfront.
Yeah.
I'd say if it's like past 5 or 6, just peek into a couple bars and there's a 60% chance you find me. Or the beach.
It's also the kind of neighborhood where you can walk around and you get some good sightings. Be a good place for some celeb gossip too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Venice is awesome. That's like a prime location that you guys are in.
Yeah, it's cool. We're nice and central. And Rusty has access to a lot of places to explore. Dumois, what did you, just for the sake of the rumor, meta Dumois and Rusty Featherstone in a relationship?
I don't know. I think I'm a little too old for Rusty.
Well, Dumois, we'll issue a Dumois rumor.
We just got a little hint. She said she thinks she's too old. What if? Okay, so we do. We take a page
older than Rusty, and she lives in the sky. In the
we take a page from Kim and Kanye's book, and I just get spotted around town with this masked woman.
Yeah,
and they're like, "That's Rusty and Dumois are a piece." Have been for a while.
You're wearing the gimp mask that Kim Kardashian wears.
I'm walking around with a ball. You knew where that was
going. Ball gag. Oh god.
Rusty, do you like cougars? Are you like into cougs?
I was a pool boy for 2 summers and I went 0-6. I like made it super clear too. Like I wasn't like discreet about it. You down? Like, hey, your sand filter is clogged, and also you down? Like, no.
Any other things I could unclog for you?
But you're
so you're saying you like tried to bag a cougar and it didn't happen the first
6 times.
So I can name them. He's into them, but they may not reciprocate yet.
Yeah.
So like, what's the oldest woman you've hooked up with, like age wise?
24. I'm 20 something. But like at the time that was old. Like she had graduated college and I was like 19.
Right.
Super tight.
You haven't really explored that.
No, but my girlfriend in high school, her mom was smoking, like the town milf. And
yo, babe, your mom's the town milf.
24, man. Yeah, you've had some.
Yeah, no, you need to like, the gap needs to be a little larger.
Like I went out last night, and the girl that I was like talking to, like I thought was old, and she was 23.
We could get you some practice out here. Yeah. Let's go get you to the right places. Maybe take you to like Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah.
Like I think we just need to turn me into like a. What are you going to say to Dumas?
You need a 15, like a 15 year age gap, I would say, to like really experience like a coug situation.
You know, like the in Gossip Girl, the woman that Nate is hooking up with in the Hamptons?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. Rich, okay. Rich mom.
You want a sugar Rich mama? Mom.
I want to be in the back of the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Learning some things.
Good goal.
Okay, I feel like that could happen. Wait, do you guys have any women working for you, or is it all dudes?
We have a few girls. Yeah. We're mostly guys. Probably the 80-20 ratio abides in the office.
But do you have any women talent, or is it all dudes?
We do. We have a female driven podcast that we have like 15 episodes recorded of with a very funny comedian, Nina Tarr. Most of the female talent we work with is like part time, I would say.
Yeah, we don't have any full time talent.
Yeah.
Female talent yet, but we work with a couple of comedians who like run IG pages for us or do podcasts with us or do events with us.
And they're arguably some of the funnier people. The funnier that people. Yeah. Like
Nina Tarr is one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Such a morale booster when she walks in.
Hannah Dickinson as well. She runs an account called Rally Queens that's within the Friday Beers network, and laugh out loud funny.
So how did you guys find these people? It was just like you found they already had existing accounts and stuff, and you guys, because people ask me all, like I'm talking to about, you know, someone about growing the business, and they're like, they asked me that same question. They were like, think about like who you would want in your.
Yeah.
It's like that. You find people that you admire and think are funny. Maybe you've already been following online, or they get sent to you a lot, or you saw them do stand up or something like that. And then you start contact them and chatting with them, and
It's very organic.
Yeah.
You see people doing funny things on their own and reach out, and then sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. But it's really that.
Yeah.
The tool of discovery is like you in your bed watching Instagram or TikToks or Rusty. Yeah. That's sort of where it happens.
Like when you called me.
No, I know that.
I was just going to say,
happened with you?
The Rusty. Most casual interaction, Jack called me. It was like, hey man, would you be interested in like working for us? And I was like, yeah. We like talked for like 5 minutes, and that was like the extent of the conversation.
We went down to see Rusty at school and paid him a little visit.
You did?
Yeah, I went to his house where he live with who's your roommate again?
Peter Buell.
Peter Buell, yeah.
Lovely
yeah.
man.
Yeah, we went to Rollins and we chilled. He was like, he always sort of has a perpetual frat whooping cough. Like he has this thing, but he had like the black plague when we were down there, and it was October, so it was like not really like sort of COVID-y times, but we drank some beers, we made some content, and
we also were like, yo, you sound really sick. Are you good? And he's like, yeah, I just slept for like 36 hours, but I just had a gallon of water, so I think I'm fine now.
Yeah.
What?
And drink like 17 Michelob Ultras through it. So it's
the
like
bar. Yeah. The bar for like, yeah, I think it's like playable through is like so low.
The one thing I was bummed about that we didn't do is that Max and I were doing a bunch of things while we were down there, and the next day we had to like get up really early and do a podcast with somebody who lived nearby and then play golf with him. So we like didn't go out with Rusty. It was also like Tuesday night.
I went out.
Did you go to
Feds?
Yeah, that's the one thing I regret not doing while we're down there is go out in his home turf.
Didn't you guys say you drove by Feds and it was like still jumping on like a Tuesday?
For the things in that neighborhood, it was popping.
Yeah,
this is Rusty's local bar.
Wait, Rusty, do you go out every night?
No. I think that's like the perception. We're doing something most nights.
You'll be active.
like tonight the Celtics are playing, so like Liam Cullough, another kid that works here, and I are probably gonna get blitzed and watch that and live stream that.
Yeah, you know, just work stuff.
It is like hilarious that it's like on my deliverables for the week. Like that is one of them. Is like to watch the Celtics and.
Well, because Dumois needs to see you get drunk so she can feel better about herself.
No, I know. Wait, I'm following Rusty right now on Instagram because I wasn't following him because I was so mad that his shit wasn't linked.
You're going to be happy to see that I already have been following you for
a while. Oh, you have? Yep. Thanks, Rusty. Yeah, you should just like, are you going to post more to your IG? Are you going to post more to like your IG stories?
Yeah, we got some stuff in the works. Right now, it's literally just a fraternity kid's Instagram, so we're going to work on that. But
yeah.
All right, well, I can't wait to see where it goes. Yeah. I'm like really excited for you.
Next phase begins this summer.
And likewise, Dumois, we're stoked for the book. We're stoked for the upcoming show. And we hope that we can, you know, repair this relationship with Dua Lipa through you. So,
yeah, I'm definitely going to try to get the word out. I think the apology was super heartfelt and sincere.
From the heart, for sure.
Yeah, we only come at you with love, Dua.
Yes.
This is a positive message.
All right, so we got to circle back on that and some other spotting stuff. We'll take it offline, and we'll have some good things going up in the next week with you.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for having me.
That was a blast. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Please come back.
Yeah.
And we'll set up. We'll send Rusty to your podcast. So you guys can do Drunk Gossip.
I would love that. I would love to hear Rusty's like take on the celebrity gossip that I get every week.
I'm so stoked.
We'll set it up. All right. Okay. Dumois, thanks for hanging right, with guys. Us. Have a great rest Thank of your you. Night and week.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.